We're up to Davir Aleph Amar Aleph. And we're up to here, three lines from the top. Amar Abba Chani Mechanina said, Shachatz is G'day Lo Hoysim Ibnei Koyin G'daylim. They were extremely arrogant, full of Yubri. Yubri, but not pronouncing this. Sheyoysim, at least in America we don't. Sheyoysim Meshishim Kikre Zov Hoyo Moitzin Ba. That they used to spend more than this amount, large amount of money. So what's where do you see the arrogance here? Because there was already an existing bridge, but no Kohen Gadol would rely on the priest on the bridge that was already erected. They would build a new bridge for themselves. He would break the bridge and build a new one. Now remember, in total, there were only 9 Pari Adumah ever made in history. The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were only 8 Pari Adumah made over 2 Beis HaBatei Mikdash. So we're not talking about a lot. But this bridge, obviously, once they did it, it kept on standing, it sounds like. It could stand years and years and years. And then when finally another Kohen Gadol was zoiche to bring a Pari Adumah, he decided that he's going to spend his own money and build his own bridge. Hey, Siv Rabbi Ula, we'll ask a question. Kamei Rav Mona, I don't understand. V'hotoni Shimon HaTzadik shtei poris also. It makes it even more difficult. I mean, Shimon HaTzadik did 2 poris. In total, there were 8 poris done over 830 years. And 2 of them were done by Shimon HaTzadik. So over the other 6 spanned 820 years, 30 years. It's amazing.
It doesn't say much that in his dur they used up the whole...
Because it says there were a lot of tumma then. Why they only had so many is not clear. Either they didn't need it or they... It says over here in Mepharshim, the reason why he needed two is because there's a lot of tumma prevalent and therefore they needed to use it up. Awesome. And furthermore, so first of all, Shimon HaTzadik was a tzaddik. You're going to accuse him of being a balgaiva. And second of all, he himself built a second bridge. Forget about Gaiba. He broke his first bridge and built a second bridge. What was that all about? He didn't use the same bridge. We can say the Shimon HaTzadik Shachatzai, was he balgaiva? Mike doing. So what are you going to explain till here? Al shem Miley he bepara silsili bepara. Since we do so many chumras by Parah Adumah, we know that it says in the Farshim that the tzedukim went around saying that a tevul yoyim, a koyin who was tummy became toy, cannot serve in the Parah Adumah till at night till at head of shemesh. We hold that a tevul yoyim can do Parah Adumah. So what the chachamim did was they deliberately made a koyin tummy go to the mikveh tevul yoyim to show that the tzedukim are wrong. Then they had all these chumras by Parah, so they also made this additional hidur of having an extra bridge. I'm not sure exactly what the hidur is by making this bridge. I can understand the hidur is you do the direct activities of the Parah Adumah. This is l'cheder like a side thing altogether. I don't know what exactly the hidur here is. In a way, you can even argue. Yeah, you can argue if I can't. What's the hidur? Yeah, you're talking about the idea of spending your money and everything else is because you're doing, since you have all these milas, we decide to do another mila. What's every mila we can understand, it brings out the kedusha of the Parah Adumah, it brings out the chumra Parah Adumah, all these chumras they make sure not to make us tummy. What particular mila Parah Adumah does it bring out? Is it the word that even though it's a mitzvah we have no understanding for and yet we're prepared to spend so much money? I don't know what exactly. Because this is l'chari not directly related to Parah Adumah. This is how you got the Parah Adumah from the Beis HaMikdash to Har HaZeisim. I guess it's also considered a hidur. Tony, we learned, Zizinuk Salam HaYoytzim Mekano Mekan. They used to have all kinds of walls and beams sticking out of the walls. Why? Kedei Shela Yeitzi Titzu HaKoinim Yitmu. We don't want the Kohenim sticking their heads out over the walls because then there might be a dead body down there and there'll be a mile over, they'll become tummy. So we took all of these extra precautions.
It's almost like a safety railing along the side.
Yes, I'm not sure what you need these for. Just build very high walls that are 6 feet high, 7 feet high, and you can't look over it. But anyway, whatever it is, they build all these extra precautions. Maybe it's a reminder to they shouldn't stick their head out. So they invited Rabbi Akiva, he made a misdakri, and Rabbi Akiva says you shouldn't hedge, you should make a business. Elim Rotza. The only way you can do a partnership with Hegdish is you want to make a partnership. Yeah, Hefzit Shalev as Chal Hegdish. You take full responsibility for any losses, but profits you share equally. This is Mamash like Ribbis. And there's big shy list on how you do this in business. Everyone takes full responsibility And then you share the profits, like a loan, like I'm putting all the money in as a loan, and therefore we share the profit. But anyway, it's only, they say it's Havak Ribbis, and in the Beis HaMikdash, we weren't concerned about that. Kahadob Bazvina, he's Paket Gabay medal the Usman he had by him existing money from the Yisraimim. Also, he went to Shalat Rebbe, have money, had Omale. He asked, can I do a business with it? Amalei said, "In boy is the hafsad yedoch. We got the tetuchin shari. If you're going to accept that you will take all responsibilities of any losses, but profits you'll share equally with the same, then it's all right. That's not called a business." Rabbi Chia Bar Ada is paket gabi medli yosmi v'avik. Can he take it this way? He made this arrangement. Moise Pedis, what happened left over Pedis? We had three opinions. One of them says that the Moise Pedis goes for, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Moise Pedis goes for Ketzim Mizbech, keep the Mizbech occupied. Rabbi Kiva says there's no such thing as Moise Pedis. Masdisil Chay Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishal Chay Rabbi Shmuel, the Chia by Yeser Posa Masita, he learned Moise Pedis. What pshat Moise Pedis is Char Lehegdish. He said Moise Pedis means business. Moise Pedis. How do you have left over from the Pedis? That's business. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva argued, Rabbi Kiva said, there's no such thing about Chachin's Kaskani. Can they hold you now do business? Moise Pedis. Moise Nesachim. What do you mean left over Nesachim? Says the Mishnah, you have left over Nesachim. How do you have left over Nesachim? So, that's the case of the fourth Saw. You donated that you're going to buy four Saw for the dollar. It turned out to three Saw for the dollar. It turned out by the time you went to buy it, the price devalued four Saw for the dollar. You don't say, oh, I'm going to buy three Saw because I said three Saw. You got to buy a dollar's worth four, and the basic Mishnah gets the extra Saw. What do you do with these extras? So they sell it. That's Moise Nechassim. Nesachim. Abiyecha says another example of Moise. He says Pasa Masita Moise paid his Zusarviz. He says that Moise paid his Tobal Sarviz, which we're going to have a problem with. How can we keep it later on? Says no such thing as Moise paid his. That's the case of the fourth saw, the extra saw. And Moise Nesachim LeBirutzin. LeBirutzin means when you pile it up in a clay shutters, anything which stands above the rim, that is extra because that doesn't become holy. That goes to the Beis HaMikdash and they sell it, and that's the Moise. Said that what's Moise Pedis? He said Moise Pedis is the prophet. Why doesn't he also say it is Birutzin, the left of the pile on top of the keli? He holds both. When just like the sort of it falls into the hands of Hegdish, so too this extra Birutzin. It makes sense in the Mishnah why the Mishnah ends with Rabbi Kiva and is going to say they don't believe in Moise Pedis because they don't believe in business. And also you don't make business with Anim. That's why Rabbi Kiva is going to claim. He said there's no such thing as Moise Pedis. Fine. About that, Rabbi Yechida Kasha, Rabbi Yechida says, talking about Birutzin and sort of is, how can Rabbi Kiva oppose it? But the Tanim learned, Omdu Gimel Yisbik Medalad, that what happens if it comes down that now suddenly the price of three became the price of four, then you got to go ahead. But Tanim Zevazel, Yeh Maidin Bepedis, you know, Mishnah said that, what? The side of Chanin and Kiva don't agree with the base of Pedis. If you learn that it's business, I understand why they don't agree. But if it's the sort of is, why don't they agree that it goes to the base of Mikdash? Says the Gemara, not that they didn't agree. You misunderstood Pshat. You thought they don't agree that it should go to the Beis HaMikdash. No, Le'emoidim bepeidus beketzesbech. You, Rabbi Shmuel, argue what happens to the excess money from the saw that it goes to the mizbech, the kitzesbech occupied. They don't agree with that. What do they say? Le'emoidim beklei shadis. They agree that what happens to the money, that money from the fourth saw, that money should be spent on klei shadis, not to keep the mizbech occupied. That's what they're arguing. But not in the concept. Okay. So the Gemara right. Yeah. Aber moide mit khishare. Says the Gemara at kedo in Beirut tzibur. This explains Beirut tzibur from a carbon tzibur because you're donating to the clay shutters from communal money. Ba'afilu Beirut tzayachid. What about if it's a private nesachim and they're left over? How can you use it for klei shadis? A person won't give it away wholeheartedly. Won't it be a case of klei shadis coming from private money? Answer the one we had yesterday. We learned. If a woman makes clothing for either son of the Kohen Gadol or for son of the Kohen Hedyot, it's ksheda. It's all right. As long as you give it over to the tzibur completely. So here also you give it over to the tzibur completely. Says you want to add kedoyim, but it's a lach. We're talking about, let's say, wine that was that in the keli that all becomes kedush. What about if it's flour? Do we also say that was above the rim also becomes kedush? Yeah, he didn't learn. Tama, he learned over there. Hanasachim, chikotcha bekli, the nasachim that you have a kaddish and a keli. The nimtza hazevar posel turned out to be the carbon that this nasachim was attached to his posel. Im yes shom zevar achi kavim, you bring it with it because the nasachim became kaddish already. Vim lav yishlim belina because posel belina. So what's Mara saying here? There's different ways. There's two opposite ways. Lim shadi. We'll just learn the simple way, which is the Gemara's answering. The Gemara is saying here there's a difference between liquid and solid. Not because it looks curved. Liquid goes in the keli and then bounces out. So every drop of wine you put in there first became kodesh. As soon as it enters the clay, it becomes kodesh. And then when you keep on filling it up, the bottom is displaced. The bottom goes up and the top goes in. The top, when you pour the top, it goes in the middle and the bottom goes up. And therefore, everything becomes kodesh. So therefore, by liquid, by lach, we say even that what spills over is kodesh because it already entered the clay shadis. By shaking the dry flour, just piles up. There's actually three or four different ways of learning. That's one of the ways of learning. That's right, exactly. So that becomes kodesh, and that cannot be used. So different lach and yavish. Truth of the matter is, there's different ways of learning. I just gave you one of the ways. There's different ways of in the Gemara there of learning why lach is different. I think one of the ways of learning is what you're learning about the rim. What they do leftover potatoes, or why would they leftover potatoes? They had 365 days. We say they did 365 portions. Those years only had 354 days, so you firstly have those 11 days extra. Right? Because you can't use this year for next year's. So they had 11 days extra, number one. Number two is the Kohen Gadol used to make a little bit extra for the Yom Kippur. You take a handful, not everything that he made extra entered his fist. If he had some leftover as well. What do they do with the leftover potatoes? What do they do with it? Mafrishin mimenas chara umnin. They would use it, but they would use it the following way. They would use it first, they would set it aside and be zeichir on behalf of the tradesmen who would get paid, and they would say, we're paying you with this potatoes. But they didn't give it to the tradesmen, they gave it to somebody to be zeichir on their behalf. And they would mechal it and the money they're giving to the umnin. And then, this money now is no longer kaddish. They would use this money to pay the umnin, and then the nation is charan the choiz lechnaisa b'truma chadasha. This is what they did. They set aside money to pay the tradesmen. They didn't give it to the tradesmen; they gave it to a person. Then they took this extra ketedis and said, "You know what? We're going to swap the ketedis for the money that we set aside to give the tradesmen." So now that money becomes kaddish, and the ketedis is neschal. Then you take the actual ketedis and you give it to these tradesmen. Let's say it's worth $500. You give it to the tradesmen as $500 in lieu of $500. And then you'll take the truma chadasha, you'll buy it back from the tradesmen with the new truma. The problem is you cannot use the leftovers for next year because whatever is this year is this year. You can't use next year. This is how we swap it over to now and we use a new truma chadasha. We use a new money to buy it back from the tradesmen and give them the $500 wages. This elaborate process when we go through it. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah. And the choizin v'leginayz truma chadasha v'im ba chodesh bezmanay. Now there's two ways to learn pshat here, but they're about to put the new ones pshat here. If the new shkolim came in time, so you're able to buy back the new shkolim, fine. Leginayz truma chadasha. If you don't have any new shkolim, which I'm not exactly sure what that means, how is it possible to have any new shkolim?
Do they issue new currency?
No, they get new money. Not allowed to use it. We had the last two missions.
You're talking about this year's income.
Yeah, the collection that we learned before. What do you do with leftover money? Everything from the shkolim now has to be used with the new shkolim you just collected. So if there was no new shkolim, you have no brain, then you're allowed to use the old one. I'm not sure exactly how it sees that it works out.
It's conceivable that the shluchim
nothing was left over. Nobody came yet to make the meters. Nobody, the locals, nobody. How? The locals.
You're not supposed to
live in Yerushalayim
anyway.
We learned before that's a whole big thing to live in Yerushalayim because you got all this Maisa Behemi you got for free. It was a lot of benefits. Others, Limpshad, means if the Chodesh came on time, If Rosh Chodesh came in, this came a time, then you use the money. If Rosh Chodesh, this was delayed by one day, so it's really still other, you don't use the money. And the Lundap Shah is also very hard to understand. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? If other is 30 days, we had before Machlekes if other was always fixed at 29 or 30. But if other was 30 days, then why would you think that you're allowed to use the new money? Well, actually, having a Dorim Machlekes Achronim, when you have 2 days of Chiddush, is the first day really Rosh Chodesh? What's the first day called? Let's say 30th of other and the first day of Nisan, and so Chiddush Nisan. What do you call the 30th day? It's called Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So technically, if you write in the get, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is divorced. And can you write it on the 30th day of Adar? Or you write a shtar, I'm going to pay you back in the Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Can the guy come and demand the money from me in the first day of Rosh Chodesh, even though it's still Adar? What's the status of that Rosh Chodesh? You spell it out, usually. It's a Yom Aleph Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, yeah. No, you say Yom Aleph. You can do both. You say either say Yom Aleph Rosh Chodesh. You could. It's up to you. It's a different hug. Different hug. What's the shayla? Others, other. There's nothing to talk about. You don't have all of a sudden. You can. Once it's other, you can make it other. Sorry, you can still make it. What do you mean extra month? People. How does that change? Tulosh Chayesh Nissan, you'll know when which month it is. The only thing we learned is that Chizkiya Melech made a mistake. He was Ma'abin Nissan bin Nissan. No, it was already, when it was raised, it should have been Chayesh Nissan. He decided to make an extra month other. And his Kimuita were Maisan. Yeah, then you have a problem because you declare Nissan and then you decide. I mean, a lady says, oh, what happens to all the scholars now, for example? What would happen to everything? Okay, back to Gemara. Says Gemara. How do you do this? How do you just swap Hegdish for Hegdish? How do you, what do you take the Hegdish money and you buy the Ketadis, which is already Kedish? How does that work? Maybe you bring money and you mechal it on the binyan. This is what you do. You bring money and you make the money, swap it for the binyan, which is not holy. So the money now is no longer holy, and the binyan becomes holy. Then you take the taters and you swap it on this money. We have to take the money and make it no longer hegdish. Otherwise, how are you swapping from hegdish to hegdish to turn into chulin? And then you bring taters and you mechal it on that. And then you give it to the tradesmen as their wages. What do you do with that money now? So he says, Rabbi says, we give it to these people as their wages because they are the ones who are experts in Pita Maktaitis. There's a special skill required, and so too in Lechem Apanim, there's a skill required, and therefore let's pay it to them. You know when you can do that? Only if you owe the money for this year. But if you owe the money for next year, you cannot pay with last year's money for next year's job. Says the Gemara, Rabchi Babo Boyi, interesting Gemara, Rabchi Babo asked a question. What happened? You didn't owe them any money for this year, so what do you do with the money? Came along with Rabbi and said the name of Rabbi, the name of Rabbi Yossi. You know what you did with that leftover money? Let's say you finished paying all the wages and you still have leftover money. What do? You go ahead and you keep the mezbech occupied. The Gemara Rabbi Johnson. That's right. Now the Gemara asks a very interesting question. Rabbi is one who asked the question, and then we bring in an answer in the name of Rabbi. What's going on here? First he asked the question and now you're answering in his name. So Moshe said, this that he was asking a question was, are you allowed to use the money to buy clay shodis? He said, for sure you can use leftover money to fill the occupied mezbech with the kabanas. My question was, can you use leftover money for clay shodis? What's the shayla? Because what is the status of ketadis? These palgun pitma bechulne. The argument is if you mefatim dictators and you crush it and everything else, you use not a clay shutters but chulin things. Is that good enough or not? Since we have a machleik, Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Chanina, ma'apsula. We have a machleik between two amarayim of Yosi, but Rabbi Chanina said that it's possible because it has to be done through kaidish. Rabbi Shmuel, Why does he hold that what that it has, his apostle has to be dafka kodesh? Kodesh is shetayavasa be kodesh. Since the pit dictator itself will become kodesh, or the pitum, the preparation has to be done in the kodesh, like any other kodesh. My time with Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now, what's the pshat in Rabbi Shimon Levi? Why does he hold? You can use chulin. Kodesh is shetayeh ba mitrumas alishcha. You know what kodesh means? Not that it should be prepared in kodesh, but the money that is used for it should be covered through alishcha. It itself doesn't have to be kodesh. So therefore, his shaila is: can you use the chulin money now that you swapped the money and it's no longer kodesh? Can you use it to if you can use chulin? Sorry, the money from Truma Lishka, can use it to buy to pay for the pitta maktaidas and all that. If it's done through chulin, then you shouldn't use the kodesh money for it. And if it could be dafka done through kodesh, then you could use it. Rabbi Yisrael says who says that it has to be that has to be in dafka kodesh. The pitta maktaidas agrees with the opinion of Shmuel. And Rabbi Shulman Levi said it could be even Chulin will agree with Rabbi Yechon. What's the story? Who's Rabbi Yechon? Who's Shmuel? The Tanina, we learned Hamakdish Nechasav. Let's learn the next mission. If somebody is Makdish Nechasav, Ahoyeben Dvarim, you said my estate should become Kodesh. And inside your estate was Dvarim Ruin Le Kabanatsibur. There was animals there without any blemishes, totally suitable to be used as a carbon. What happens to these? Rabbi Yechon says, So what happened with these kabanas? So we'll see in the next mishnah what do you do with these kabanas? Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and others, whether it goes to a better kabayis or whether you use it. What do you call it? So what you did is you swapped the money. You took the carbon, you sold it to somebody who needs the carbon, and then you took that money and you paid wages to tradesmen. You didn't use the actual animal for carbon. We'll see in the next mission why not. But you sold it to somebody who needed it for a carbon, for that particular carbon, or a carbon. We'll see later it's an oila. If it's a zachar or in a cave, it's a shlamim. And then with that money, what you did was you paid the tradesman. So Rabbi Yechonah says that ketaydis, you paid the tradesman, which tradesman? Those who made the ketaydis. Those who made the ketaydis. So it seems like Rabbi Yechonah holds like Yishuv ben Levi, that what do you call it? That it was, like chulin, because the money now became chulin, and you can pay the people who make kodesh because it wasn't a job of kodesh. Omer Rabbi Heish says that's not right from there, because tepot, maybe we're talking about beumin mishal beis avtinus shayin neitel bezcharaik kodesh. No raya, because maybe it was kodesh, because maybe we're talking about these special trades we learned before that they got paid with the kodesh all the time. Doesn't prove from here that it was chulin. It could have been kodesh, and there were certain tradesmen that got paid with kodesh all the time for whatever work they did. So we already said you're not to be hekdish like lev bez masna lein, that the chatchila, this is we had before a few times already, that the chatchila you made up that this money of hekdish is going to be used for this particular purpose. It's not really kodesh. Therefore, we can use it for a wage. So no life there. Rabbi Yechani said that the ketaydis has to be kodesh. Holds like Shmuel. What's the story? I'm going to be saying Shmuel. Machteshes, that this mortar, this thing I used to crush it, also oisek echlisharas lekodesh, has the same meaning echlisharas for kodesh. So he see clearly what that he holds. That Shmuel holds that it has to be mamish echlisharas kodesh, and that's what he holds, that that it has to be done kodesh over kodesh. Amra Bezir Rabun, Amra Rabuna Kame Rabbi Yisi, Dover Shekadish Bechle Shadas Nivdem, that something that was made in Kle Shadas can be redeemed. Amle Veloy de Shmulu, it's not like Shmul de Shmul, Amma Kalhu Be Moisir. Shmuel said that it's a special kula we did by leftovers, that we can go ahead and we can swap it. These balgun, they argue, haysiru tmimim, if you left over, you had left over tmimim, whole animal, Shmuel ama nivdin kit tmimim. They have to be redeemed. They can be redeemed even while they're what do you call it? While they're whole, because they're not really kaidish, you can redeem them. Rabbi Yechon ama nivdin kit psulei magdashim. Rabbi Yechon said that they can be nivda only if they have a mum like psulei magdashim. So we see that there's a machlek is whether leftovers, anything leftovers, does it have a din like kodesh, and therefore you have to wait till a mum has before you can sell it and take the money and so on, or it's not really kodesh, it's like lev bez masna lein, you could be paid it directly even though it's whole without any blemish. What happened? He said he's eating, left behind goats. I'll die to this. We're going to Shmuel. Im oile nivdis lekoshke chatos. Shmuel just said before that if it's leftovers, you can redeem it. How can you have leftover? Example, you set aside a carbon, then you got lost. You brought another carbon, and then you found this one. Leftovers. So if you have leftovers, you can be paid it. Surely you can be paid a chatos. Madach neivdis totally belongs to Mizbech. And yet the leftovers, if he said it's not really kodesh, and you can go ahead and redeem it. So too, surely a chatos. I doubt that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Zira Yiru. And according to Rabbi Yechon, he says that no, the leftovers of a carbon is treated like a carbon. You have to wait to get some mum. So you have to let it wander about, and then when he has some mum, then you can redeem it. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, and what do you do with the leftover money? Makitz and behenes and mizbeach. You go ahead and you use it to fill the mizbeach. Vikasha yesh chatas yekreva oila. What are you doing with this chatas? You're saying that you buy with the money an animal to fill the mizbech. And what kind of carbon did they use? Ketz mizbech means a dessert for the mizbech. That who gets it? Only the mizbech. So what kind of carbon? Only an eila. Where do you find that a chatas turns into an eila? Amar Rabbi Yehi. Rabbi Yehi says, Shan Yehi. This is different. Here we have no problem that taking this chatas of a Rosh Chodesh, let's say, or a chatas of Yom Kippur, they got lost and they found another one and it's over. There's no problem that taking after wander about and you transfer the money, that they use this money to take another. Why? Because Shan Yehi by carbon tzibur is different. She ain't carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur is only used for shchita. Carbon is only used for shchita. It becomes only kavua for whatever it is, only for shchita. Since even though you wanted to be used for chattas, since it wasn't yet finished, so therefore it's not yet really a car. It's not like a private individual. You set the animal aside and you say this will be a chattas, this will be an oila. Omer Rav Chirchir says tonight, bezin hu ala moises yigur oilas. You don't have to come to your thing, even if you don't say that it happened by shchita. Let's say it happens as soon as you set it aside, when the heck you set it aside for chatas and chatas. But Bezin Masna Lane, Bezin said that we have the right to change it if we need to.